If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
1-2 punch in the Gulf of Mexico.
We're going to get basically a right hook from Marco and then a left hook from Laura.
Exit on the eve of GOP convention.
The president is losing one of his most vocal defenders.
Wisconsin police shooting.
The frustration is boiling to the top and we're sick and tired.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Two major tropical storms are on the move, and the Gulf Coast is in the bullseye for both. This woman in New Orleans is worried.
I just feel afraid that I'm going to lose my house, and I don't have anywhere to go right now, especially with the virus.
WCBS TV forecaster Lonnie Quinn is watching Marco and Laura.
The storms are about 800 miles apart. Marco is in the process of weakening. It's going to get weaker with each passing hour. You know, modest winds. Storm surge could be 2 to 4 feet. However, it's priming the area. And for the second storm, which is Laura, which will come in with much bigger winds, much bigger storm surge, we're looking here at possibly a landfall 1 to 2 days later.
CBS's Janet Shamlian says Laura has been a deadly and destructive storm.
Rushing water overtaking the streets of Haiti. Trash everywhere. The bodies of victims laid out along the side of a road. The storm slammed the Dominican Republic, flooding as far as the eye can see. More than a million lost power, homes ruined, more lives lost.
Now to Northern California, where the struggle is on to control major wildfires that have been blamed for at least 6 deaths. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Fast-moving flames raging out of control. The fires are so relentless, they wiped out trees in California's oldest state park, home to famous redwoods, some 2,500 years old. Firefighters used a break in the weather to try to gain ground. But forecasts calling for 65-mile-per-hour winds and dry lightning threatened to spark new fires.
Just hours before the start of the Republican National Convention came word President Trump is losing a trusted advisor. Here's White House correspondent Paula Reed.
Kellyanne Conway said she would step down this month to focus on her family. She has been one of the president's staunchest defenders.
His presence on more in 47 months than Joe Biden did in 47 years.
Her husband, George Conway, said he will also step away from his role with the anti-Trump Republican group, the Lincoln Project. Their 15-year-old daughter has spoken out against President Trump and forcefully criticized both her parents on social media. This weekend, she tweeted she was officially pushing for emancipation. Meanwhile, the president was dealt another blow this weekend, this time from his own family.
The change of stories, the lack of preparation, the lying, the holy sh**.
According to audio first obtained by the Washington Post, the president's sister, retired federal judge Marianne Trump Barry, was recorded by her niece Mary slamming her famous brother.
All he wants to do is appeal to his base. He has no principles. None.
CBS's Steve Futterman has more on what to expect at the GOP convention.
There will be parts that will resemble a traditional convention. The GOP actually has some actual delegates coming to its convention city, Charlotte. No surprise, they are confident of a Trump victory in November.
I think the president's chances for re-election are stronger than they were 4 years ago.
And whether the events are taking place in Charlotte or Washington, the star will clearly be the president. He's expected to address the convention on each of the 4 days.
President Trump hailed it as a breakthrough at a White House event last evening as FDA Chief Stephen Hahn revealed a new authorization in the battle against the coronavirus.
Scientists have concluded that COVID-19 convalescent plasma is safe and shows promising efficacy. thereby meeting the criteria for an emergency use authorization.
That's not the same as FDA approval, but it could make it easier for some COVID patients to be treated with plasma from those who've recovered from the infection. Mr. Trump accused the FDA of a logjam over the authorization. Wisconsin's Department of Justice is investigating a police shooting in Kenosha that triggered a street protest. Police used tear gas on the crowd that had gathered to denounce the shooting of Jacob Blake, an African-American man who appeared in video to have been shot 7 times in the back as he leaned into a vehicle. Clyde McLemore is with a Black Lives Matter chapter in Illinois.
We're tired of it. This is the wrong generation that this is happening to. The frustration is boiling to the top.
Blake is hospitalized in serious condition. In Hyattsville, Maryland, 3 police officers were shot while responding to a call at a home just seconds after they got there. The officers were able to return fire and make 2 arrests. Police say 2 of the 3 cops were saved by protective vests. Not a Portland, Oregon. A police precinct was set on fire during a protest. Police moved in with tear gas after declaring a riot. Overseas, at a sentencing hearing, survivors and families of victims are confronting the white supremacist who shot and killed 51 people in New Zealand mosques last year.
The trauma will live with me forever. The images, smell, and sound of the mosque haunt me. I do not foresee a future where I will be without pain.
29-year-old Brenton Tarrant is expected to get life in prison without parole. This morning in our series, School Matters, CBS's Deborah Rodriguez looks at the pandemic dilemmas for college students.
Sebastian Gaddis is trying to look on the bright side of spending his senior year at Whittier College near L.A. taking virtual classes during the pandemic.
More jobs will go online. I think this is taking us a little bit into the virtual world.
But Tally financial planner Bobby Rebell notes the $40,000 to $50,000 many students are paying for virtual learning is a problem.
A lot of these colleges rolled back their in-person plans after receiving the tuition.
A New York Fed survey finds sitting out the college year could add up to a potential loss of $90,000 in lifetime earnings.
Takuma Sato won his 2nd Indy 500. The race ended under a late caution flag at a speedway with no fans. A one-of-a-kind Mike Trout rookie baseball card sold for nearly $4 million at auction, a record-shattering price. A rare Honus Wagner card held the previous record just over $3 million. Drug abuse cost a West Virginia couple plenty, and now they have a second chance.
Sabrina Ward knew she had a serious drug problem.
I was addicted to meth and was using every day.
It got so bad, Ward and her boyfriend Matt Blakeshire had their 1-year-old child taken away.
I was lost, but I got to fix myself.
The two have become the first graduates of a family treatment court in West Virginia.
Without this program, I couldn't have done it.
They have regained custody of their little girl after 6 months. West Virginia has one of the worst drug addiction problems in the country. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Batman, The Dark Knight, will be a person of color in a new 4-issue DC comic that's due for release in January. It'll focus on the family of Lucius Fox, a close ally of Bruce Wayne. John Ridley has been signed on to write the series. He won an Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay on 12 Years a Slave. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.